Always love chatting up our next guest, the quarterback and now longtime radio analyst alongside Jerry Allen. On Twitter, you could check out the handle at Jorgie_Mike. Mike Jorgensen checks in. Jorgie, how's life treating you these days?
Hum, baby, it's football season, so life is good, Steve. Life is good.
So a huge belated congratulations. Jorgie's off the market. I saw the photos you posted. Man, that looked like a beautiful setting. So tell us about the wedding. I mean, and not only, how about getting married during a pandemic, Jorgie? You always got something up your sleeve.
Well, you know, first of all, wedding fantastic. Awesome lady and Julia. And so thanks for saying something about that early in August and over in Idaho, close to family. You know, that's what made it work out really well is we vacation north of Boise up in the mountains about 100 miles every – I've been doing it for probably 50 years straight. My kids have been doing it since they were first born. And Julia's joined us the last 7 years. And she has a brother, coincidentally, that lives in Ontario. And that's the general area where my whole family lives. My brother flew up from L.A. And we just had a good old time in the mountains of Idaho for a few days. And it was a great day. It was a great, great day. So thanks for saying something. I appreciate that.
Awesome. Happy for you, Mike. So just for historical purposes, how long now have you been the radio analyst? And do you remember the first game? Anything special stand out?
Well, Jerry constantly reminds me of the first game at Iowa in 1989 with Lattenberry and Derek Lavelle and Musgrave and everybody playing the Hawkeyes back there. And you know, it was what a great first game, obviously, to be able to call with Jerry. And so I've been doing it since 1989. Didn't do it full-time that particular season, but 1990 when Todd McKim moved over to Prime Sports Northwest at the time and was doing every game on TV, then that's when I filled his slot in 1990 full-time. But, yeah, I remember that first game because I can still remember there was a big point in the game, early in the game, where the game was tight before Oregon blew the doors off Iowa, and there was a big field goal, and it was really an important part of the game. And that type of deal. Jerry's calling it and talking about it and that type of deal, and he says, and it's up. Then it's good, he says, you know, Jorgie, what do you think about that drive? And he looks over, and I'm hiding under the desk because I knew how big that field goal was as a former player and pretty close to not having played too long before that. I knew how big that field goal was to really keep the momentum going and be able to do what they did to Iowa, but I never saw the kick because I was sitting underneath the desk. Jerry looks over and I'm not there, so I'm a real dependable color analyst, I'll tell you that. So.
Well, I'll tell you, so it would have ended up 41-6 if they mixed it.
Yeah, that's right.
Love it. Mike, one general question about this program. I was just looking at the staff. You know, the two coordinators have been FBS head coaches, position coaches who have been coordinators. And Bobby Williams, there's a position coach who's been a Power 5 head coach. Just that experience, knowing each other's jobs, having done it, how unique is that dynamic?
Yeah, I mean, that is really unique when you bring it up that way, Steve. I mean, obviously with Moorhead and DeRuiter and being where they've been before and at the high level, either as a head coach or a coordinator, most recently for DeRuiter at Cal, but at Texas A&M at a time and that type of deal. I need to bring in Bobby Williams, who has seen far more years than those guys have, and be able to, as a head coach, and I know Coach Cristobal really appreciates this, is being able as a head coach to go to guys that have been head coaches at a really high level in tight situations, to be able to ask for opinions and get input and everything that they've done along the way. I mean, that's a huge advantage for a guy like Mario, let alone the other staff members, to have that many former head football coaches at a D1 level, you know, let alone some pretty powerful position coaches as well.
Talking Duck football with Jorgie. So after that first Saturday scrimmage, Coach Cristobal said Ty Thompson played the best. That got my attention, but now we know Anthony Brown starts. So from the lens of a quarterback and analyst, what stands out to you as some of the strong qualities you see in AB?
He just manages things really, really well. You know, he doesn't panic. You could tell that he's had a lot of reps in his career, whether it's here at Oregon last year. Didn't get a ton till towards the end of the season, but got quite a few more at that point in time. But all the football that he's played at Boston College and played some pretty high-level opponents while he was a starter there, and the amount of starts that he's gotten there. You know, Steve, you just can't substitute experience and repetitions in big games. You just can't. And, you know, with all the talent that sits behind him and Ty Thompson and Butterfield and even Robbie Ashford, who's probably the best of all those guys athletically in that type of deal, you can't substitute those reps and seeing situations before, not panicking, maybe not trying to throw the 50-50 ball into coverage sometimes like young guys will do, thinking that they could still make that play like they made in high school. Guys like Anthony Brown understand that, and they learn from it. And sometimes it's not a bad idea to take the lay-in instead of going for the three-pointer. And he does a really good job of managing the offense. And, you know, Lord knows he's got talent all around him. So he doesn't have to win it himself in a majority of the games. In some of the games, though, he's going to have to step up. The Washingtons, the Utahs, the Ohio States, he's going to have to play a level above to help the Ducks be able to get the victories in those games as well. But I really like him, and he's athletic, too. He can run the Joe Moorhead offense that loves to run pass. Not only throw the ball, but he loves to have a quarterback that can run it, and Anthony Brown could do that.
You know, a big question heading into the oddity that was last year was the offensive line when Sewell opted out. The rest of the starters graduated. But now everybody listed first on this new depth chart played a lot of ball. They're healthy. They've got some young talent pushing them. How do you like what this group that Coach Mirabal runs out there is capable of?
Well, I'll tell you what, a bunch of no-namers coming into last year. There's no doubt about that, with, I think, one combined start among the five guys. And now they've got a few more. And at that position, what becomes such a big deal, particularly when maybe you don't have the perceived talent that you had when you had Lemieux and Throckmorton and Sewell and Hansen. I mean, you think about all those guys that played all those games and they're playing at the next level for the most part. This group didn't necessarily have all of the accolades that those guys had, but it's all about communication. I mean, not only did they play some hardball last year at the line of scrimmage and got after people, but it's about communication and being on the same page. And those guys that had played 300 starts together or so, they never even had to look at each other, and they knew what they were going to do. Last year, this was a brand new group. It's not brand new anymore. And I think what really helps this group become that much better is the amount that they've played together. And now the communication piece is much, much easier, so they can make certain calls out on the field in a loud environment. Last year, it wasn't very loud, obviously, but this year it's going to be. And, you know, it's a good group. And I tell you, it's a good young group backing them up, too.
Talking with Jorgie, whether it's been locally or national, there's been kind of a common talking point about this program, what Coach Cristobal and his guys have done on the recruiting trail. I know it'll be proven on the field, but is it reasonable to look at this roster and say, this really might be the most talent we've ever seen in a Duck program?
Yeah, I think experienced talent, yes. Young talent, yes. It's amazing the spread of guys that you have. You know, some of the guys that have been here for a long time or played a lot of football. I mean, we talked about Anthony Brown, obviously, but Johnny Johnson III being a senior like he is in all the years that he's played. George Moore, not only from a JC standpoint, but being here the amount of time that he's been here. And the same thing on the defensive side of the ball, particularly with a guy like Drew Mathis, but it's a younger group on that side of the ball. I love the combination of vets that they have and then the really, really young talent that I think bodes well for the future at every single position. That's the thing about it, is when I look at the depth chart that the Ducks put out, when you go through that and you look at the freshmen or redshirt freshmen that are either starting or right behind the starter type of situation, they've really got a good, bright future ahead of them. But, you know, the time's now. I think this team has an opportunity to do some special things now, and it's going to be a tough road to hoe. You know, they have tough road games, and particularly Ohio State week two, and then the conference games on the road. Last year, all those big games would have been in Autzen Stadium. It almost seems like this year it flips the other way.
Couple final thoughts for Jorgie. You know, along those lines, you know, once upon a time you'd get Haloti Ngata or Jonathan Stewart, the occasional five-star. Now I look at Flo, Sewell, Manning, Thibodeau on one side of the ball. How do you like the chances that this unit not only plays a little more like the 2019 defense, but, you know, has their moments of domination?
Yeah, I like the chances a lot. And I like the chances not only because of the guys you just talked about, Steve, but it's with Coach DeRuiter as the defensive coordinator. You know, this defense, to me, lines up a lot like his defenses, particularly when he had Evan Weaver and Jordan Kunishik. And you look at those two guys, they combined for over 300 tackles between them. They did it the next year when Weaver was with Kwani Dang. Weaver had 182 tackles. I mean, in 2019, Steve, he had 182 tackles. I still can't believe that that guy did that. And yet, you look at the linebacker play they had, but they really didn't have, you know, guys along the defensive line that were well-recognized and yet ended up being great players. I mean, Luke Baquette, Tevin Paul, that was two of the guys that really tied people up front. So the linebackers and guys like Kayvon Thibodeau and Flo and Sewell, who I think are pretty good linebackers too, can make the plays. And that's going to be, I think, the key to this defense. You had Jordan Stott and Falau last year. They didn't always make the play in the backfield, but they tied up bodies so the linebackers can make plays. And you know, anytime this defense comes to the line of scrimmage, the offense is going to be looking for Kayvon Thibodeau, number five. And you got to leave a tight end in to help out. You may have to leave a running back in to help out. That allows you to do some creative things. So the combination of the new DC and some of the talent along the line of scrimmage, and particularly in the trenches, is going to be a big deal. I like this defense's chances. I really do.
By the way, I was just thinking, Jorge, 182 tackles in a season. That's not a bad total for like a three-year career.
It's nuts. I mean, he went 159 and 182 in back-to-back seasons. It's just crazy.
That's
just
unbelievable. Let's wrap with the receivers. You know, Coach listed the true freshman Troy Franklin as a starter. You mentioned Johnny Johnson. The upside of Pittman, I think, is huge. Throw in the tight ends with another freshman talent. So the quarterback and you, how much would you be drooling to have this kind of arsenal on the receiving end of your throws?
Man, I tell you, I mean, Pittman, Franklin, Johnny Johnson, backed up by Dante Thornton, a true freshman, 6'5", about 200 pounds, and those guys are good players. And then the tight end position, you know, even with the unfortunate injury to Herbert, you know, you start looking at Spencer Webb and Matabao and Terrence Ferguson being that young talent again, true freshman. They really are a good-looking group. And that's why I say Anthony Brown doesn't have to do it all himself. He's got vets. He's got young talent. That young talent needs to come along pretty quickly, but I think it's got an opportunity to do it. And then you look in the backfield with Verdell and Dye, and even Trey Benson, and I think Seven McGee. People are going to love that guy. I mean, he's going to be more than just a running back. He'll be a special teams guy too. No, they just really, this team looks like on paper, it's got a great opportunity to do some special things, but you got to prove it on the field. And Fresno State's that first start. You know, they're coming off a big victory over UConn. I think everybody's going to beat up on UConn this year. But they did what you're supposed to do, and now they come to town, and I know this team's going to be hungry to get that stadium rocking. And I can't wait for that team to come out of the tunnel. And I don't know about you, Steve, but I just the noise and everything that goes with it, that's what football's all about. I cannot wait for us to get that thing kicked off.
It is just about go time. He's Jorge. On Twitter, it's at Jorge_Mike. Again, mega kudos on the wedding. Really happy for you, Mike. And
thank
of course,
you. Thank you, me too.
He'll be alongside Jerry once again, not hiding under the desk necessarily, on this coming Saturday. Jorge, always,
that's right.
Always appreciate the time. Be well. We'll talk again soon.
All right, Steve, as always, thanks for having me on. Really appreciate it.
All right, take it easy. Jorge's the best.